Parliament was the scene of a heated debate where an opposition MPs led by Ibrahim Somajunganda, the MP for Kerala Municipality, challenged the approval of a supplementary budget of 1.1 trillion shillings for the 2025-2026 financial year. The supplementary budget allocates 800 million shillings for recurrent expenses and 210 billion for development projects. State Minister of Finance Penny Musafiri explained that the budget includes 2 billion shillings for the upcoming presidential swearing-in ceremony, 66 billion shillings for local council one elections, in addition to funds for salary arrears and preparation for the African Cup of Nations, among other expenses. However, Somuju Nanda, along with the Wasilla East MP Meda Dibagase Guna, raised concern about allocating funds for predictable activities like a swearing-in ceremony. They argued that supplementary budgets should be reserved for emergencies, and but despite these objections, the supplementary budget was ultimately passed despite strong opposition.
I now put a question that a grant of sum of Uganda shillings, 1,105,162,724,367 shillings be approved as a grant total supplementary expenditure and a supplementary expenditure schedule for number 5 for financial year 2025-2026 for the various votes that are in the schedule, those that are signed the contract as well.